you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 21st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County is reporting the highest daily number of COVID deaths in months, 102. That's more than double what we saw a week ago. But there are some signs that the surge may be starting to slow. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer points out the test positivity rate has been going down. However, she says it's too soon to say whether transmission has peaked.
I don't think we're yet on the downslope. I'm hopeful that we're plateauing, but we'll know more by the weekend as we follow the data for the rest of this week.
LA County is still seeing some of the highest daily COVID case counts ever, but Ferrer says it's encouraging that the numbers have dropped a bit since setting a record back on January 9th. Some good news in Orange County. The number of COVID positive patients in hospitals has dropped by nearly 50. It's the first significant decline since the latest surge began. The number of intensive care patients has also gone down a bit, dipping just below 200, but officials are still closely watching the number of available ICU beds, which is close to 20%. Anti-vax parents in California may not be able to stop their teenagers from getting a COVID shot if a bill in the legislature passes. KPCC's David Wagner reports the bill would waive the parental consent requirement.
The Teens Choose Vaccines Act from State Senator Scott Wiener would allow minors 12 to 17 years old to get vaccinated against COVID and other diseases, even if their parents do not approve. Right now, California teens need their parents' consent for a COVID shot, except in San Francisco. The proposed law is part of a push to increase vaccinations amid a record-breaking COVID surge. State Senator Josh Newman, a Democrat from Fullerton, is part of a new vaccine working group exploring this and other policy changes.
This is the challenge we face, how to continually work our way to a higher level of vaccination so that that reduces the burden on the public healthcare system, but also the economy and businesses and families as well.
So far, more than 72% of eligible Californians have gotten fully vaccinated against COVID, but almost 1 million 12 to 17-year-olds have yet to do so. I'm David Wagner.
LA County's health officer has issued a cold weather alert for the Lancaster area through at least Monday. Starting tonight, wind chill temperatures are expected to get below freezing. The LA Homeless Services Authority has a winter shelter program available for those who need to come in from the cold. Locations and transportation info can be found online at lahsa.org. The National Weather Service has posted high wind warnings throughout most of Southern California in anticipation of a powerful windstorm. It runs from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Forecasters warn damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour could hit some of the more wind-prone areas, particularly in northwestern LA County and inland Ventura County. A funeral service will be live-streamed this morning for a Los Angeles County firefighter. The ceremony starts at 10 a.m. and can be viewed on the department's Facebook page. Jonathan Flagler was overcome by smoke and flames during a house fire in Rancho Palos Verdes 2 weeks ago. A flag ceremony was held in his honor at the fire station in Vernon, where he got his start. When fires burn through nature preserves, the areas are often closed to the public to give the scorched land a chance to recover. KPCC's Sharon McNary reports one such area in Orange County reopens tomorrow.
Limestone Canyon Nature Preserve within the vast Irvine Ranch parkland has a geological formation called the Sinx that has been described as a mini Grand Canyon. But it and the thick oak woodlands, streams, and hiking trails that make up this federal and state natural landmark have been closed since the Silverado and Bond fires burned there in the fall of 2020. Since then, some of the habitat has grown back, trail signs have been replaced, and an observation deck to view the Sinx has been rebuilt. The Irvine Ranch Conservancy and Orange County Parks are reopening the nature preserve to the public with access limited to docent-led tours. Covering Play in LA, I'm Sharon McNary.
You can sign up for a tour of Limestone Canyon online at letsgooutside.org. The Dodgers have promoted Assistant General Manager Brandon Gomes to General Manager. The 37-year-old is a former Major League reliever who says it was always his goal to get into the front office after he retired from playing 5 years ago. Dodger President of Baseball Operations Andrew Friedman says Gomes has quickly risen through the team's ranks and notes his attributes.
Just how curious he was as a player, how curious he is now in this role, and his natural kind of leadership qualities. Can you take all of that together? And I think it's a pretty rare executive profile.
The Dodgers haven't had a general manager for 4 years, not since former GM Farhan Zaidi left for the Giants. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.